Good morning. This is Sterling Smith with your AsNedge Morning Market Update. And it is an odd and strange Monday with a lot of things that we haven't seen in a while and a lot of different things actually going on. Corn market's fairly quiet. March corn at 484 is down 0.75 cents. May corn at 496, down 0.75 cents in quiet trade. January beans at 1326, that's up a penny, while March at 1345 and 0.75 cents, up a 0.25 cents. There are ideas that we are going to see some better weather in Brazil and that may help out the crop, but there are struggles going on in Argentina. We did get a couple of flash sales as well. We saw 267,000 metric tons of corn go to Mexico for 23-24, fairly normal. We saw 183,000 tons of soybean meal for 23-24 go to the Philippines, which is good and supportive to beans. Looking at January soybean oil, we're at 51.75, up 30, while January meal at 416.90, up 420. Spring crush doing a little better at 118 even. That's up 8.75. Wheat continues its winning ways. March wheat at 6.12, that's up 9.75. March Kansas City wheat at 6.52.5, up 5.75. While March Minneapolis at 7.34.75, up 4.5. We saw 440,000 metric tons of SRW for 23-24 sold to China. This is, again, something a little bit unusual, but the beleaguered wheat market will take everything they can get. January rice at 16.93 is down 26. March cotton at 79.67, up 25. May cotton at 80.30 is up 18. Cattle reversing its losing ways earlier here, and we're finding a little bit of strength right now. February's at 169.60, up 48. January feeders, though, at 213.80, still down 55. That's been as low as 209.15, so a pretty substantial reversal. Last week was the biggest week for hog slaughter, and we're seeing some fairly firm hog futures this morning at 71.72, up 163. December milk at 16.15 is up 3. January orange juice at 389.80, down 4.40. Crude oil at 74.05 is currently down 2 in choppy trade. We've been as high as 75.03. Did trade as low as 72.63, which was a new low for the move. Diesel at 269.82, up 3.67. And unleaded at 214.56 for January is up about 2.5 cents a gallon. The beatings in natural gas continue. We're at 267. That's down 14. That's down 487. This market is deeply oversold, and this drop has been noticeable. Forecasts remain warm, particularly, let's say, from an area from North Platte, Nebraska, to Chicago, from Dallas, Texas, to Minneapolis. And the forecast over the next couple weeks, not going to see any snow, and we're going to see highs some days as high as 60 degrees, which in Nebraska in December is abnormal. I may have to get my convertible out and take it out for a little spin. Moving on to the strangest thing of all this morning, gold is at $2,040.70. That's down $47.10, which is a little strange. But overnight, we made a new all-time record high for gold at $2,100.52 an ounce. We are now trading fully $111 below that, which has created a very interesting-looking chart and a sign that the party in the gold market may very well be running out of gas. Silver at 24.87, down basically a full dollar an ounce. The dollar index was fairly quiet overnight, but is now ripping higher. We're at 103.78. That's up 52, just under the highs of the day. Stocks are generally lower to sharply lower, depending on where you look. Right now, we have the Dow Jones Industrial Average at 36,082. That's only down 163, or about 0.5%. S&P 500, 45.47, down 47 points, are a little bit more than 1%, but the NASDAQ is suffering noticeably. We're at 14,064, down 240, our losses of about 1.75%. Interest rates, the only thing here that makes sense, the inverted yield curve would portend that interest rates should move up after their rather steep decline here. Right now, the 2-year is at 4.64, up 10 basis points. The 10-year at 4.28 is up 9 basis points, and the 30-year at 4.44, up 6 basis points. The other wild one is Bitcoin. We don't usually cover this, but It made an overnight high at 42,144, which isn't a new record high, but a new high for the move. And is still trading just north of $41,000 and still up about $1,400 on the day. So we're seeing a lot of volatility begin to creep in to start the beginning of the week. This is Sterling Smith from sunny Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great morning.